You're listening to the Footglish podcast. Love football, learn English.
How did the Slovaks manage to defeat Germany, who hadn't lost an away qualification game before? How did the Polish team do in their first two qualification games? Did the Czech Republic team play well against Montenegro? And what does the saying "a new broom sweeps clean" mean, and how is it used in English? Hello and welcome to another episode of the Footglish podcast. This is a podcast for English learners who love the beautiful game. Do you guys know what the beautiful game is? Of course it is football. And I'm today joined by Tomáš, who has been on this podcast before. Hello, Tomáš.
Hello, thank you for having me once again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Anytime. I think you've become somewhat a regular here on this podcast, which is great. And we are here today to discuss the results of the Slavic teams, of the Slavs. So you are representing Poland, of course. I'm representing my country, the Czech Republic. But we could also touch upon the games of Slovakia and possibly Ukraine too. Are you ready to start?
Oh, I am ready. It's time for national competition once again, and that's always great.
Nice. So last Thursday, we are recording on Monday early evening, let's say, and the first game of the qualification interlal was actually Slovakia, of the Slavic teams, was actually Slovakia-Germany, which was the most shocking result, the biggest upset. Did you watch that game, or did you see the highlights at least?
Well, I've seen the highlights and many commentaries afterwards, because I, as you know, I live in Germany, so it's a very interesting topic for me. But the game of Poland was at the same time, so I watched Poland, of course. Yeah, this is exactly the same time. And actually, I got the message from you that Germany is not only not leading, but it's losing to Slovakia.
Yeah.
That was the message I saw. And then I started watching both games.
I was watching the Slovak game. Because
it was really funny.
It was unbelievable result and a performance from Slovakia. David Hansko scored their first goal, and then they added one more through Strelec. And it's a great result. Now they are top of the league in a difficult group with Germany in it. And what to say about it? Well, perhaps we should say that Germany haven't actually lost a qualification match away from home. Yeah, in the history of qualifiers. So this is like the first time it happened in history. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Yeah, apparently so. I couldn't believe it when I saw it, but it turns out to be true. So it's like we are talking about 52 games of not losing an away game. So that is an incredible achievement for Slovakia to be that team that break that. And what a start.
I know they've lost in Poland once, but maybe it wasn't World Cup qualification. Maybe it was the Euro qualification. That's why. Yeah. But I think you mean the World Cup quali. So that's it's amazing, to be honest. And what do you think about the game? You've seen it all, and so my impression was it wasn't a lucky win.
No, not at all.
An incredible game of Slovakia.
The thing about Slovaks, they are an interesting nation, So they are just capable of anything sometimes. When they get sort of into trance, it's almost like they get into the zone or something. It's like a trance. They they are like they can put in a heroic shift. Yeah, they are like unbelievable sometimes. I don't really see this from the Czech team ever. But then they can also be an average team, so the Slovaks, because for example, their second game, they barely managed to beat Luxembourg away. They scored a goal in the 90th minute. So,
and not only this, they have also lost a goal in this game that was once again taken away by the video assistant referee. So they were really close to losing against Luxembourg, and that was it's really interesting what it could be that just as you said, they have invested everything in this first game. And I have to say, I haven't seen the defenders of German team this confused in years. And they had some games in which they weren't perfect, but this game was really something. The pressure that they came under was absolutely incredible. So the Slovaks did a great job, and I think they will be one of the teams who will try to win the group, because the Germans played a second game against North Ireland, and it wasn't this good. Also, they won, but there is some trouble in this team. So the Slovaks, I'm looking forward to seeing more.
They have a chance. The thing is, it comes down to them beating everyone else, right? And then if they lose against Germany, they have it will all boil down to the goal difference. So
yeah, probably
it's not over yet. Germans could still win it, you know.
Yeah, that's the point. We'll see. We'll see. Right. We have to wait.
Wait and see. And what about the Polish game then against the Netherlands? So you were 1-0 down, and then you managed to equalize, right? How did you see that game?
We went through some very difficult period, and to be honest, the most Polish fans didn't have any high hopes. So we just hoped that we wouldn't have lost 5-0 or 6-0, it would already be considered great from the Polish fans. But the new manager that came to the team had, of course, once again taken Lewandowski as a captain. It was clear that it has to happen.
Yeah,
and this first game against Netherlands was incredibly well played in every part of the field by the Polish team. We had to defend a lot, but it was a very decent defense, which just like it is in football, a little bit of luck.
Yeah.
But they stayed very consistent. They stayed very good, well organized. And then at some point, they got this courage to play forward more and more.
Nice.
And equalized with style, with the wonderful goal of Matty Cash, who is the player of Aston Villa.
And didn't he also score in your second game?
He did.
You played against Finland, right? You also won your second game, which was played yesterday against Finland.
He scored the equalizer, right? He scored the equalizer in the game against Netherlands, and then the first, very important first goal in the game against Finland. And that was this first goal of the second game that was missing in the game of Slovakia, not to open the score.
Exactly. You need
get
to do
on
that.
The board, on the scoreboard. And that was really important, because afterwards there came more. Lewandowski scored one, and then we got the third one in the second half. So,
so 4 points.
Two decent games. It's really very surprising how can a team change in such a short period, because. Yeah. those were months without a manager, without the strategy for the future. And now, thanks to those two games, everything's possible.
A new broom sweeps clean is the phrase. A new
broom sweeps clean. I think that's the case. Yeah,
I think so too. So actually, I think it was really important for you that he started playing Lewandowski again, as you said, because obviously we still remember you talking about this Lewandowski situation on this podcast. We recorded one before or at the beginning of summer or something. And so this is resolved now. I think the atmosphere is better. 4 points under your belt after two qualification matches. Arguably the most difficult one behind you, the one away from home in the Netherlands. So that's a real positive. And now you just have to see what happens next. But congratulations to our neighbors in Poland. And well, our team, the Czech Republic, we played on Friday. And I have to say, I wasn't watching this game with 100% of concentration because I was also hosting a board game weekend in my house. So I had some friends over. And so I was playing board games and had the TV on the side. It was my laptop on the, like, in the corner of the room so that I obviously wanted to play with my friends. And when I turned it on, it was 3 minutes into the game and I saw our players celebrating. So I didn't even see the first goal. We opened the scoring really early and that was important. And actually the first 10 minutes from our team were amazing. But then gradually Montenegro got into the game and it was a bit nervy towards the end of the game. It could have gone either way. They could have equalized, but we had our goalkeeper, Staniek. He really made a few great saves. And then we killed the game off with another goal in the added time. And so 2-0 at Montenegro, I think, is a good result. It wasn't perfect. I think there were a lot of problems with our play, but 3 points against Montenegro. We are currently top of the group, but that's because Croatia have is it either one or two games in hand?
Two games in hand.
Yeah. So the situation is that they beat us at home. I think it was 5-0 or something like that. And now they are in a very comfortable position. It's really tough for us. Even if we beat them at home, they will probably, because of this goal difference, they will probably still win the group. So we need them to drop points somewhere, and that's not going to happen. So I think we are just, our aim should be to secure the second place and just to try to get through into the World Cup through the playoffs. Yeah.
But, mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I have to say, I watched the game of Czech Republic.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yes, I was your substitute because you couldn't, so I did it for you.
Nice, thank you.
And crossing my fingers. And I have to say, the just like you said, the Czechs started really well. I thought it would be a very high win. And then, just as always in Montenegro, the things got messy. So Montenegro is a team who plays really physical football, who can confuse every team of the globe with what are they playing, what are they doing. And there was this phase of confusion in the faces of the Czech team. So they really played well. And they managed not to lose a goal. And I think that was actually a great game from the Czech team.
Not to concede a goal, yeah.
Yes, not to concede a goal.
Yeah. And
that was incredible because Montenegro is a very, very
tough
hard team to play away.
I hope Croatia can drop points there. This is our only hope, I suppose.
It can happen. I can remember we also had some experience, the Polish national team, with playing in Podgorica, I think that's the city.
Yeah.
And they, I can remember a great goal of Łukasz Piszczek, our ex-national team player who played for Borussia Dortmund for many years. And he scored a magnificent goal against Montenegro once.
Yeah.
So it's always a very, very tough place to play also, no? Because
Absolutely.
The stadium is playing with the national team. They are creating this incredible atmosphere that they are very proud of. So the Czechs did pretty well. And I had this, no, I had some doubts. And I thought it could be that in the stoppage time of the second half, for example, the Montenegro would equalize. So what Czechs did, scoring another goal, was great. So
was
I think
important,
it's...
Yeah. And they left it to the late moment, which was... I wish it had happened earlier, but it is what it is. And 3 points under our belt. And it's the second time we beat them in the qualification group as well. So that's going to be really hard for them to bounce back in that group because of those two defeats. But also we could mention the result of Ukraine, which I have to be honest, I did not watch. And they played, I don't think, they were the home team, Ukraine, but I don't think they played in Ukraine because of the war situation. I don't actually know where they played, but they faced France. They took on France and they lost 2-0.
Well, I have this information for you because they played in Poland.
Yeah. they played in Poland. Yes, was it in Wrocław like last year?
Yes, it was in Wrocław. I think it was in Wrocław. I'm checking, but it was in Wrocław.
And I went to the Czech Republic Ukraine game in Wrocław last year.
Yeah,
you might remember.
Yes, I remember well.
I did a podcast about it 1 year ago here. So 2-0, they lost 2-0 to France. To be honest,
to France.
France is just one of the best teams in the world. You know, I saw the stats from this game, and it turns out that Mbappe scored once as well. And looking at the number of shots on goal and off target as well is more or less in France's favor significantly. So I guess they deserve to win. Yeah, it's tough.
Did their best. Ukraine did their best. They have an opportunity to fight against Iceland and Azerbaijan that they have in their group. So they can qualify for the next stage. It's not everything's possible. But
second,
of course, against
second
France,
place,
you have to.
Second place should be realistic for them. And then just
I think so.
We might actually, Czech Republic might face them at some point in the playoffs. Yeah. So. Yeah, it will be tough because I think in the way the playoffs works these days is that you have got like a semifinal. Then if the winners of the semifinal in the final, only one of the four teams goes through. You know? So it's really ruthless there. Really tough. Right? Okay, Thomas, I think that's it. If any of you guys enjoyed listening to this podcast, then you can give us a like on the YouTube channel because this was also recorded as a video. The Teachers Daniel YouTube channel. Tomáš, is there something we could promote for you as well?
Well, I don't think so.
You're a teacher.
I'm waiting now only for the next game of Poland. And my teaching, I'm not very active in my teaching now.
Okay.
I am learning languages more at the moment. So I think we'll concentrate on football today.
I see. Well, that's cool. Okay, then. So good luck to you, to your team. Thank you very much
Same
for joining me today. And if you didn't have enough of Tomáš talking to me about football, then there is another show, which is called Heroes of the Week, which we are recording sort of subsequently, so you can tune in for that as well on the Teachers Daniel YouTube channel. Thank you very much, Tomáš, and until
Thank
next
you.
Time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye. Welcome back to the Language Corner. And as always, in this part of the show, I'm going to become an English teacher. Wait a minute. I already am an English teacher, so I don't have to become one. But what I would like to say is that this is my opportunity to showcase my skills as an English teacher. That's right. Here comes the time when I actually explain or clarify some of the vocabulary that appeared, that cropped up in this very interview with Tomáš. And because I've got quite a few items this time, let's get started straight away. So basically, I was talking about Slovaks, about the Slovak national team and their heroic performance against Germany and how they managed to do the unthinkable, to beat Germany, the team that hadn't lost an away game ever in the qualification scenarios. As far as I know, this is what they said. They had never lost a qualification game until they played against Slovakia. And I said, when they get into trance, into the zone, they can put in an amazing shift. So let's see what we can say about this. So what's a trance, first of all? A trance is basically a state in which you are, you know, half awake, half sleeping or something like that. You are in a sort of a hypnotic state. It also happens to be my favorite music style, my favorite kind of music. And it's basically some sort of electronic music with a lot of melody and stuff. So trance is basically a state of mind, right? It's a state of mind. And they get into this trance. It's like they are in a different place almost, and suddenly they start playing so well. The Slovaks, it can happen to them. I've seen it before with this nation. I think it's because they are emotional people. I also said they get into the zone. And if you are in the zone, that's a lovely little phrase, which means that you are focused and the skill that you have comes out effortlessly. You are basically performing at your best. You are doing the activity with high energy and you are fully immersed, and then it all leads to extraordinary success. So basically, for example, if a performer or a podcaster or English teacher are in the zone, well, this is when you are the best that you have ever been, right? Everybody wants to get into the zone. Everybody wants to be in the zone, especially comedians, stand-up comedians, people like that, people that have to entertain, people that have to make jokes. It's not always easy, right? If you're at your average, maybe it's not enough, but you want to get into that zone. Similar sort of phrase to the trance, really, in this context. And I also said that they can put in an amazing shift. A shift is another way to say performance. They can perform well, basically, really well. They can perform an extraordinary amount of work, effort, and give a very effective performance, especially in a job or activity, like a sports match. That's right. Right, then I was talking about the new Polish national coach, the national team coach, and I use this saying, a new broom sweeps clean. So you know what a broom is used for, right? If you have a lot of dust or some dirt on the ground, on your floor, you need to use a broom to sweep it, right? And if the broom is old, then maybe it doesn't sweep very well. Maybe it leaves out some spots. Yeah, so it's not a perfect cleaning job. However, if you buy a new broom, then obviously it will be more effective. And we use it to describe someone's role. Usually it's someone in charge, a manager or I don't know, the head of a company or something, in this case a football manager. And when you replace that football manager, suddenly it starts clicking, it starts working well, because a new broom always sweeps clean, right? And a similar phrase is the manager bounce, right? When when you get the manager bounce, that means that the new team often performs well, even if they are overperforming, right? Okay, and then I also said that Croatia have two games in hand, which means that they have still two games yet to play because everybody needs to play the same number of matches, right, in a league table. And Croatia still haven't played two games. So we say you have a game in hand or two games in hand if you still haven't played those games. I guess that's it. Guys, as always, I will have to ask you to support me. I say I will have to. I want to. I want to do this because I might as well. You know, when you are doing something like this, when you have a podcast, a YouTube channel, you need people. Without people, you are nothing. Without viewers, listeners. So now I'm addressing you guys, my audience. Could you please give this video a like and also subscribe to the Teacher Zdeněk YouTube channel? And why not leave a comment? Have you watched any of the qualification games? Or why don't you tell me why you don't watch any qualification games and you prefer the club football, perhaps? Anything will do, any kind of comment. Just please keep it polite. That's all I'm asking for. Even if you disagree with me, disagreeing is always fine as long as you keep it respectable, which 99% of people can do, but you always have that 0.1% of idiots. They are everywhere. Anyway, thank you very much for listening and watching, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care for now.